The United States Border Patrol has exciting and rewarding career opportunities with the nation's largest law enforcement organization.
Border Patrol agents enjoy great pay, outstanding federal benefits, and up to $20,000 in recruitment incentives.
If you are looking for a way to serve something greater than yourself, consider the United States Border Patrol. Learn more online at cbp.gov/careers/USBP.
That's cbp.gov/careers/USBP.
Naipenda kamke nyumbani na mwiko.
Meja umeanza kuniflata. Unataka kunikula kama plata.
Iyo kifua nataka kuichambua. Mimi nataka kukulamba mpaka ushindwe kupumua.
Kidesign umeanza kunibamba. Nikikupea usiende kutangaza.
Iyo ni siri. Wazi. Gapi namba. Sitambia mtu, sitambia takinkaka.
Haina noma leo utanikula. Lakini kani ndogo usishinde ukikuja. Okonko na kitambi utawezana.
Utawezana.
Nikikupea utawezana.
Utawezana. Manze Femi wa nikikupata. Nitakupenda kavile napenda tambla.
Can you freestyle?
No.
Come on. You can't freestyle?
I'm not going to do that live on air.
What do you mean? Are you shy?
Yeah.
I don't believe
I've
it.
I've also been very thrown off.
You.
You know Aries? We're now in Aries season. Okay.
Wait, it's not your birthday yet?
No, it's not. I'm a Virgo.
You're such a... So what Aries does this have season? To do with anything?
I'm setting it up, okay?
Okay.
So it's Aries season, and also Mercury has entered Aries.
Don't give me that Mercury retrograde.
No, okay, but listen. Okay. Mercury is now in Aries, which means everyone is a bit more blunt, forthright, aggressive with how they communicate. So, you know, anything that's said can come across as like really harsh or blunt. I don't know why I said that, but I just feel like, because I'm very fired up right now, so I want to blame the stars. So if I say anything out of pocket, do you know what I mean?
You say stuff out of pocket?
All the time, Drake.
I can't imagine you being out of pocket.
Okay, please.
I can't imagine you being out of pocket.
You're lying, right? You're full of shit.
I mean, is that an attack on my character? Or what are you trying to say?
I'm saying that you are lying.
I am lying.
You are lying.
I am lying.
Because you said you even cringe when you listen to the pod because it's like, how can she say that? Yeah.
I don't even listen to your pod. You have a podcast?
I don't, actually. I lied. I do on Sundays. Thanks for the plug. 1 p.m.
I don't want to blame the environment and the month or whatever on whatever happens in life. I think whatever happens in life happens for a reason.
No facts. But if I am blunt within the next 15 minutes, you know why? Blame it on the stars.
So hey guys. Now the unfortunate thing is I'm always blunt.
And that's why you're like a breath of fresh air for me.
But like it's not easy to like accept and ting.
Yeah, whoever can stomach you can stomach you. That's how you know they're the real ones.
The funniest day ever is one day, I was on the way to the show, and Cammy was on her bullshit. Cammy was on her bullshit. Cammy was on her bullshit.
Okay, louder, I guess.
And then she calls me, and I didn't pick up because I was waiting for us to get to the studio to deal with things. And then she calls again, and I'm like.
Why did you pick up?
And then she's like, before you yell at me, she's like, before you yell at me, I just want to, and my mom was like, I had you on speaker. My mom was sitting there and she's like, clearly you understand me in the sense of like,
yeah, I mean, I know what's different. I'm like, okay, before we
smoke,
get into that, yeah.
Big smoke.
It's good to know your fears, you know?
Huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Like I said, whoever can stomach you can stomach you. You weed out the fake ones easier than me.
Okay, so I want you to introduce our show and our guest, because we're about to have an amazing time and opportunity over here. So let's do it.
Well, guys, you're listening to 254 Express going up on a Tuesday with Kami Mukendia. That's me. And you were just listening to Njoke 254. Before that, though, we had an amazing set from DJ B. Say what's up.
What's up?
Welcome. Are you excited to be here?
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Yeah, we're happy to have you. I like your hoodie.
A pleasure. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for, you know, blessing us with Strictly Kenyan music, because that's what we do here.
Yeah.
So, DJ B, how are you doing today?
I'm good.
Welcome to Radio 254.
Thank you.
We are the home of Kenyan music and content.
Yeah.
And we really appreciate you coming through.
Sure.
For two big reasons. Uh-huh. So one is, like, I'll tell you the big, big reason why I'm really happy you came through today. Uh-huh. Then I have a real question for you.
All right.
Same.
So, there's a lot of Kenyan bongo. And that is a genre that, it's a genre, people love it, but not enough people are aware or as versatile in the genre that is Kenyan bongo. So I feel like just in the time you've been here with us today, it's been amazing to like discover and listen to new Kenyan bongo, because I've been getting a lot of messages. Guys are like, yo, what song is that? What song is that? Guys want to know what songs are these, because they've never heard them before.
Yeah.
So if you never came here, we'd be playing our usual, whatever programming we stay with. Mm-hmm. But you coming in have just completely given us like, boom, we're like, wow, what? This is a new world we're learning about. So
exactly.
I think today, I think I'd love to understand your world, what you're about, what you've done, and that scene that you're in, because I think that's really important. But as we get into that as well, I don't understand. So when I found your social media, I'm like, this guy has 129,000 followers. Why does he want to come here? Like, you could be anywhere in the world and you're here with us at Radio 254. So I'm super confused.
And curious.
Yeah, I'm like, as we get to know you, I want to know, like, okay, why here? Like, why are you here tonight?
You know, after I got the invitation to come to Radio 254, you know, any invitation is not taken for granted, you know. So you never know why someone is calling you. Maybe you've seen some potential in you. So that's why I'm here.
Okay. Yeah. And we're very happy to be here.
Yeah.
And to have you.
Yeah.
Very happy to have you. We went through your Instagram. Rather, I went through your Instagram. I'm just getting straight to it. I first want to know, do you have a strategy when it comes to social media? Why do you post? What's the why behind what you post? And, you know, what do you think, you know, you gain out of that?
You know, like, posting shows that your life or whatever you are trying to insinuate in life. Like,
mm-hmm.
What's your goal? Like, I'm a DJ.
So yeah.
I have to show people my how do you call it, my journey, like where I started
mm-hmm.
and where I am up to today. So that's why I normally update on people, like posting. Yeah, that's why.
Yeah. And you post a lot about like the, I don't know what, like the celebrity scene, mm-hmm. so to speak, specifically Diamond. Is that like strategic? Because I think it's genius.
It's very genius.
Yeah.
Like, Mans is Wasafi and like he's really about it. That's super dope. But explain to us about that.
So there is no one who doesn't want to be associated with success.
Right.
So, like, is that a few days ago, I deleted most of my posts on my Instagram. I had around 4,000 posts.
Oh, wow.
But if you can check now, I have like 100 posts.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
So I had 4,000. And me associated with Diamond is something like, I used to play a lot of Swahili music, you know. And then guys were like, why don't you like try to talk to the, you know, like the team of Wasafi has nominated a lot in the music scene of the Swahili. That's the truth. So guys were telling me, why don't you like talk to him and let him give you a chance maybe to be on his radio or TV or something. So guys gave me the name DJ B Wasafi. I'm not the one who gave it to myself.
Wow.
Myself, I call myself DJ B, the spin doctor. But people told me, because you are mixing Swahili so good, the music, Swahili, the bongo music, why don't you just add Wasafi to your name, because they are doing good.
Yeah. Do you have like a large Tanzanian like fan base?
Yeah.
And I'm sure they love the mixes.
Because
your mixes, I mean, you're doing 100,000 views on your mixes.
Yeah,
you're putting out different mixes of Kenyan music. Yes, it's okay. So
I have my mixes go up to 4 million views on mm-hmm. YouTube.
Oh, wow. Well
yeah.
Done.
So I guess people just love the vibe, you know. In Kenya, we have very good DJs.
Yes.
Let's say in East Africa, the best DJs come from Kenya. I'm not just being like I love myself or I love Kenya too much, but it's so open that Kenyan DJs are so much into music and they know what they are doing compared to Tanzanian DJs, you know. So when you make a mixtape and you, let's say you share it with the Tanzanians, they really love it. So it's like you're introducing something. You know, mixes in Kenya are so much
yes, loved. Saturated, and yeah, we love mixes.
And they love mixes. Yeah. But in Tanzania, it's a little bit different. They love, like, let's say one song, you play one song full, then you go to the other one, like next.
Oh, yeah, we play like 2 minutes or like a few, and then you switch to the next one.
Yeah, with the scratches and the water feel, you know. So in Tanzania, they have DJs, but the DJs normally don't play like Kenyan DJs. Kenyan DJs have done a lot of research on the DJing industry.
Okay. So how did you learn that in Tanzania it's like this, and then in Kenya? That's over time you've learned, okay, because you even understand this audience and what they want.
Yeah, sure.
So it's your research.
I've been traveling to Tanzania because...
So you've been to Tanzania and even DJed there?
Yeah.
Many times,
not once, not twice. Because okay. I got an invite. Okay, my strategy for mixing gave me a platform that even Diamond Platnumz followed me on Instagram.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Diamond Platnumz.
Simba mwenyewe.
Yeah,
Simba mwenyewe, and I recognize.
Yeah, he recognized, and then he gave me a DM, actually.
Okay.
He gave me a DM and told me, thank you for promoting us, you know. You know, when someone is promoting you, it's not a much, he give you some money or something, but even the appreciation can feel.
You know, flattery is important. Like, you should appreciate someone when they do something good. Yeah. But, like, you know, like, if someone can, even Diamond, he can see with millions of followers and so many other people out there showing him love, he can see, this is a supporter of mine. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with saying, hey, yes.
Sure.
Pongezi. Yeah.
Like, just saying thank you. So, with that, we have been talking with him direct on DM, Instagram. Mm-hmm. So, there is this 2020, I was invited to Wasafi. By Queen Darling.
Like the Wasafi, like a concert or the studio or the radio, where?
It was a wedding.
Okay.
And then she DM'd me and she told me.
Queen Darling.
Yeah, Queen Darling. She told me you can come to my wedding.
Uh-huh.
So I went and we had fun. Like that's when I met him. I met them like one, each person by himself. Like
okay.
Queen Darling, Diamond. And he was like, wow, you're DJ B Wasafi. Mm. You see your work. Thank you for promoting us in Kenya.
Wow.
Yeah, and actually, all the Wasafi concerts in Kenya, I'm always on the front line, like the DJing setup. I know how they will come, when. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I want to get into something very important because here you are, you've gotten to the point you're at where you have social media following, you've been able to travel because of your work.
Uh-huh.
But I want to know, how did you start? So I want to go behind. Bini nani?
Uh-huh.
B metoka wapi na B alianza lini. So I'd like to know, what is your real name?
My real name is Benjamin Kavoy. Benjamin Kavoy.
Okay. And where were you born?
I was born in Nairobi.
Nairobi.
Most definitely.
Okay.
This generation, you know. So I went to my boarding school, to my lower classes.
Okay. Then in Nairobi or in ulienda malingine?
No, ulienda like a little bit of Ushago, like
okay.
Kangundo Tala.
Yes.
And then after I joined high school, my high school was just near like Tala Kangundo, the same place.
Mm-hmm. What high school is this?
It was Kinyui High School.
Okay.
So after that, I used to love music. Actually, I used to get beaten in school.
Because of loving music?
Because of singing.
Umekata kusoma ni kuimba, unapenda kuimba wewe.
So I used to get beaten up. Like we used to wake up, like normal schools wake up at, let's say 3 or 4 or 5. And myself, instead of going to get like the breakfast, I used to drum the locals and sing. Like even today, people ask me, why don't you just be a musician? You're kidding.
Yeah.
So I just
you've loved music for a long time.
Yeah, I never knew it'd come to be a DJ.
Okay.
But I loved your music.
And did you ever try to sing? Or rap or anything, ragged, anything. Did you ever try besides DJing, anything else?
Back in school, we tried to create some group, like, you know, but in primary school, like, you don't have that idea of where you are going, you know?
Yeah.
So teachers beat up us, and the group was broken.
Okay.
So everyone went his way.
So now when you're in high school, what do you want to be? Like, as a high schooler,
I never knew what I wanted to do, to be honest.
Really?
Like,
not even pilot, lawyers, did you computer, did you nini, like, angambi, anga what?
No, you know, when you get to high school, on form one, you decide to be a doctor, right?
Alafu na chapo na chemistry, na biology, na physics. Yeah.
So when you get to form two, you decide, oh no, let me do something else. But so by the time I was in form four, I never knew what I wanted to do, to be honest.
Okay.
But I was in, like, my mom, we used to stay at California. So I used to see the Claymore, Juakali, those artists of those days.
Yeah.
So I just loved music. I just wanted to be associated with the music scene.
Did you have siblings, younger or older?
By that time, I didn't have a sister, but right now my mom got a sister. So
okay, so it was just you and your mom, you're a kid in the estate, you like music, but you're not sure what you're going to be doing.
I never knew what I had to do. So my mom used to beat me up because I used to dodge from school, like to go and see Knaflex, Nonini.
Nyundo,
yeah, I recall those during those days.
Yes.
Kina Jim Watt.
Jim Wize.
Yeah, Jim Wize. That's how I grew up.
Okay.
In California. So I just wanted to be on the music scene. I never knew what I wanted to do, like to be a DJ, to sing, or maybe to rap.
Yeah.
But I tried to compose some songs.
How are they? Who did you share them with?
No. According to the current situation, they were not good.
Okay.
Let's say I was trying something. You know, when of you course. Do something, it's not that perfect.
So you give up?
Yeah, I give up.
Okay.
But I wanted to be associated with the musician and the fame. Let's say the fame.
Okay.
I can be.
When's the first time you ever DJ? And you're like your first time remembering? No, not even in a club, even if it's did you first DJ in a club? Did you get, like, how was your first experience ever DJing?
So my first experience was like, after high school, I got a friend who had a business selling like mobile phones.
Okay.
You can remember, there's a time those mobile phones were being sold in the streets of Nairobi, let's say, Eastleigh, Kawangware, those places.
Yeah.
So the friend of mine, like, he used to get me like late hours at night. He had a car. So I had a deal with the watchman of our flat.
Mm.
So he used to tell me, to wash one car is 200 shillings.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to wash one car, I give you 100, and I take 100.
Okay.
And for me, I had no expenses. Like, I was just...
You're living at home. Food is at home. Rent is there. Yeah.
Paying everything. So I saw, like, if I wash three cars per night, that's 300. By Saturday, I'll have, like, let's say 1500.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And those days, there was this jam session, F2, Florida, you can remember?
Yes, I remember.
So I used to go there and have fun.
And you have money.
Yeah, and I have money.
You have money for eighth. You have money for matatu or whatever. Yeah. You have money to drink like a thing there. Yeah.
You know, remember those days, like, things were a little bit cheaper.
Though those days, 1,000 bob could go a long way. Yeah. These days, 1,000 bob need nothing. Yeah. Nothing.
And
shout out to Huru for your garbage.
And you see, like, I had nothing to expense, no house, nothing you can get. So that guy told me, you are very hardworking. I normally get you here even to 3 a.m. at night. So what else can you do? That was the question. And I told him, if you can get me a place, then well and good.
A place to do what? To live?
No, to do some work.
Okay.
Like, to get something.
Yeah.
So he had to get me to sell the phones, like a marketer and something. So when
and is it more money than the washing the cars?
Yeah, definitely. He used to pay me like 400 per day.
Okay.
So when time went...
And he trusted you at this point?
He used to see me. We used to live on the same
So flat. Utamu ibia, uki chapa, adakuja downstairs. Umse, ameiba simu zangu.
So with that, like, I saved like for a few months, like 5 months.
Mm.
So
you can save that diligently?
Because I never had expenses.
Ah, I forgot. Adulting. You see, why do we want to adult so bad? Why? It makes no sense.
It makes no sense. So I used to, so my boss used to every time make noise for me because I used to have the earphones on my ear.
But were you selling phones?
Yeah.
Does it matter if I'm selling? Yeah. Does it matter? It doesn't matter.
Sales used to be there, but you know, when someone is talking to you and you're on your earphones, you're not concentrating.
And what are you listening to in the earphones? Nah, music, that's what I care about. What kind of music?
I was listening to dancehall, G-Money.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I had to buy myself a laptop.
You had to?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I used to love music. So when I got myself a laptop, the first thing I did, I introduced music to the, let's say, for a better of a luck of a good word, let's say a kibanda. It was the tents for techno. I don't know. No,
yes.
Remember
that? Yes.
So I told
whoa, them. You know, these days they have like a radio always playing, radio. And then they play their own things, and they say, Simon, I was up 50 bop, 50 bop, 50 bop, 50 bop. Like they really be out here.
Yeah. Now, that was the idea. Okay. So I told him, let's get a music system here.
Ah, you guys, you are smart.
Yeah, you're smart.
You know? Because I wanted to listen to loud music. Yes. That was my idea.
Yeah.
But because when we got the loud music, customers will come. You know, yeah. Music is attraction.
True.
So with that, I started using the virtual DJ on my laptop. So the guy saw me with some ideas because the sales went up. Because when you have some music and some mic.
But is the laptop yours or his?
No, but the laptop was mine.
Okay.
So when you have the laptop, you're talking on the mic. You have you're having some.
Of course. What's your people are going to come and now they're going to be like, oh, yeah. What can I do? I want a phone, whatever. Yeah.
So with that, sales kind of Jew. So actually, the guy made me like the manager of that station of his business because he had a few.
Mm-hmm.
He had like 3 in Nairobi and 2 in Mombasa. So he used to travel to Mombasa. And then he chose jobs za Nairobi and Ambia. You do the total budget for me.
Yes.
And then you're going to send me to WhatsApp or whatever.
Yes.
Then, but make sure every time maybe you sell 20 phones.
Mm.
Make sure when you go to town to buy more phones. Like if you sell 20, make sure you come back with 23 or 25.
Okay.
Like you add the stock.
Yes.
So he used to like alinifunza pia job.
Alikufunza biz.
Alikufunza biz. So tukaendelea.
Lakini pia ulikuwa mjanja. Ukaradaraka.
So there was this time, because of the attraction of the music, guys would buy flash disk and memory card. And then they demand.
And then you know what? Sewengi simu kwa ngoma ziko kwa phone. For the longest time ever, ngoma ziko kwa phone. Hatukuwa na maboom play, na nini, madiza, sijui nini.
Hatukuwa na hizo knowledge.
Msana kutumia Bluetooth ama hivo.
One time as you flash here.
Mm. You can na ukona comp, so unaweza kiamsengo ngoma mingi.
So people used to tell me, unanuzia memory card 8GB ama flash 8GB, na unloadie ngoma za sotano. So I used to get like some tips from my other, like
yes,
this salary.
Of course.
So when I get, let's say, if today I come on job, I sell a flash disk of 8GB.
Mm.
A customer tells me, give me some music of, or load me music of 300.
Mm.
One client. Let's say in that day I get 4 clients.
Okay.
It will be like
1200 something, yeah.
And then I get my.
You're on top of Munuza Masimu na flash.
So that's how I used to make money.
Wow.
Sony can save like.
But now I need to understand something.
Mm-hmm.
The music that you're giving them,
mm-hmm.
is it the same stuff you're playing? I might mix it because I'm trying to figure out how when do you decide?
Mm-hmm.
But then as I make my mix, because Apple Sasa and Dota, that's where the light bulb happens.
This came up when I used to record the virtual DJ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you can be having a vibe, so you are mixing and the songs are flowing. So someone comes and tells you, "Kuna mix uliko na cheza, ama kuna ngoma fulani zimefuatana. Can I get that collection?"
Mm.
So at the time I came to realize that I can actually record the mixes I'm playing on the virtual DJ. Then I can send to people through the flash disk and the memory cards.
Instead of now putting together MP3s, MP3s.
Single singles, you know?
Mm.
So as time went by, a friend of mine came and he told me, I never had a branding name like the DJB.
Good.
Like the name that says DJB or
whatever. So, nani? Ben
at that time, I used to be called like Benjamin.
Yes.
Benja. To Benja. Benja Nikengoma Ivo.
Mm.
So a friend of mine who's called Erickson came and told me, you know what, bro? I can help you. Kamulzaja, he told me I can help you get a sound of your name like the DJB.
Ah, the it's called a whatever it's called. That drop, yeah, drop the DJ drop.
I don't know, So nikamwambia, how much will it cost? He told me like 3,000 or 4,000.
That's a lot of money.
You know, yeah. Actually, it was not that money at that time, but because he knew I don't know anything, he told me 4,000. But actually, the normal price is 2,000 to.
Even 1500, yes.
You can get.
Because DJ drop for 3 G's is a lot.
Because
it's DJB. I can give you 1 year for free. I record for you.
So, but actually the drops were different. They are the ones that were being used by those international DJs. I don't know if I can. The radio, it's a radio. So I cannot mention it. So the G-Money, Roborunks, they normally.
Yeah, DJ Roborunks. Yes.
Yeah, it's an international drop because it's being bought abroad. So that's how the guy gave me the loophole to get my DJ name.
And he told you DJ B?
No, actually, he told me, apart from DJ, I can teach you another software that will help you mix something good, like perfect.
What is the software?
It's the Sony Acid and Sony Vegas, and the Serato.
Now Serato.
I never used to know about
Serato. Knew virtual DJ.
I knew virtual DJ.
But Serato opens up the floodgates. Yeah. Now you can even DJ in a club.
Yeah, and record something that is perfect. And maybe if it's video, clear, video HD. So that's how. So he told me I'm going to charge you like 20,000.
Guy. So what year is this?
He'll teach me the software.
What year is this?
That was 2015. 2017.
Okay.
Yeah. He told me, I'm going to teach you software, how to make video mixes. Mm-hmm. By that time, I used to hear of DJ Kalonji,
yes,
DJ Lighter.
Of course.
It used to trend.
Mm.
But you...
And the mixes were in all the matatus, everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
The way your mixes are now everywhere.
Yeah. So I never knew the trick they normally use, like to get the mixes recorded and put on CD and then distributed. Now there is a channel. So he told me, I'm going to teach you how to make a mixtape, video, audio mixtape, and let's say a live session,
okay,
using the Serato. So he told me, I'm going to charge you 20,000. By that time, I told you I'm going to give you 10,000 on cash, and then we're going to show you how I'll be coming to your place. Then you're going to teach me.
Okay.
Actually, I never went to any DJing school.
Ever, ever?
Ever. I've never stepped, but I was taught by a friend of mine in his house.
Okay. And you trusted him when he told you that you trusted him? Cause me, to because give you 20K is hard.
he had
not that I have it, but it's hard.
When it comes to money, money is very sensitive, yes, you know? So, like, he had some evidence. He had some mixes he had already made.
And they were his. You could see, yeah, this is what I want. This is what I want. Yeah, I feel you.
So, it was so easy for me to let's say to pay him the 10,000 and then the rest,
because you were working.
Yeah, because I was working. Mm. And then I had to lie to my boss, like, nimeingia shule na ndako naenda 2 hours per day, so tuna squeeze it.
DJB.
So as time went by, who boss alikuja realize and was like, ini shule gani unaendanga, because I used to go to from 2 p.m. We agreed until 5. Unajua sio kitokea job ndo kuna job.
By the way, rush hour.
Rush hour. Yeah. Yeah, nice. Good one. Rush hour from 5 to 8. Hapo ndo mnaweza mkauza sana masimu na mamerika na maflash, because wasome kwa kama offices, wameshuka nini nini. So, because of my passion for the DJing thing, I used to extend my time.
Una hata rush hour. Na hapo ndio do iko.
So from 2, I could come back 7:30. Na mpata amekaach.
Of course I'm a catch.
So with that, akataka kujua, where do I normally go? So one day, akanifuata nyuma.
Oh, metoka kujua.
Yeah, nimetoka town, mepeleka like stock, saa sita, ama saa saba. So nikasema, mi nenda chuo, nenda chuo. So he followed me back without me knowing. So mi nikaenda zangu, shasha machomu. Then I went to my friend's house. Like, kitu after, like, say, like, 10 minutes, and he was in. Like,
he entered?
Yeah.
What?
He ndio shule. And I was... But definitely, he became friends with the like say my teacher, the guy who was teaching me, because the guy who was teaching me used to love football, and
okay,
the guy, my boss, loves football.
Mm-hmm.
So the betting thing, you know.
Yes.
So he used to see the guy is opening website for betting, nini nini. So they became friends.
Okay.
So we all became friends.
The three of you. Guys.
So actually, my boss used to tell me, when time are you going to school so that we can go, so that you can go and bet, nini nini.
Yes.
So to can live or a few kawa, then because I.
When do you get good enough now to take this talent? Okay, you've learned. Now when does a student take this? How do you know you're good?
Our friendship went on such that it never came to like say ati umemaliza shule. Iliendelea tu mpaka ikawa. Now you can come whenever you want. We are done with the school, but just come. We'll be sharing like where you have some difficulties, you can share. So to kwa marafiki hivyo. So akukua na time like it's enough. Now I don't want to see you here. No. We just went on like a family.
Okay.
And you learn from each other.
Yeah. In fact, it came to a point I used to teach my teacher something.
And he's the one who taught you.
Yeah. Because like by the time he was teaching me, he had like 60,000 on YouTube.
Mm.
And I had like 5.
Yeah.
But there's a year, 2019, I reached 100,000 subscribers on YouTube. I passed him.
Mm.
Actually, my views on YouTube have beaten the records, like there's this rhythm of Cold Heart in the World, it has 6 million, it is on my channel.
Mm-hmm.
Crown Love, it's on my channel, it has 4 million. Like, I have a record.
Let me ask you something, and I'd really like to understand this. The internet is my favorite thing in the world.
Sure.
I think you can go to school on the internet and get a degree. You can learn a whole new skill on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
You can choose to masturbate every night. Like, the internet is literally, you decide what
anything
you do.
You
decide what
you want.
It's your world.
Yeah.
And you can, my internet is not your internet.
Yeah.
So now, for you as a DJ, I want to understand the importance of social media in helping you grow. Because here you are with a YouTube channel where it continues to grow.
Everything.
Here you are with social media that continues to grow.
Sure.
I want to understand, why is that important to you? But even more so, like, that sets you apart. Because someone can always go see your work. And But does that matter in today's world? And explain to me, like, the internet and how you've used it to grow your brand and what you are now.
So the internet is very much open to everyone. And currently, if you can check, everyone is on the internet. Like, even the TVs, I don't know, even the TVs have internet currently.
True.
So everyone wants to open the TV and then goes to Wi-Fi. Let's say YouTube,
Netflix.
Masha Magic, I don't know how you call them. So the thing is this. If you have internet, using your internet or using your platform or your page, you can post whatever you are trying to do. Make it known to the people if it's your talent or something you are doing. Make it just known. Perfect it and make it known. And then you can try, maybe look for a chance. If you are a DJ, you can approach a club, tell them, this is my page, this is what I've done. Let's say if you have, let's say, 20,000 followers, the club will be like, if this guy has 20,000 followers, if he puts a post on his social...
A lot of people are going to see it.
A lot of people are going to see it. Even if a lot of people might not come, the day the DJ will be there, they might come another day.
Mm.
You know, there are so many clubs in Kenya, or let's say club because I'm a DJ.
Mm.
But not everyone knows a certain club where it's found. But the people I can reach, they're not the people a certain DJ can reach.
That is true.
I have my own audience, but we can share a little of audiences, like a few people. But I have my own audience. When I say I'm in Westlands, a certain club, they might not come the day, but they might pass another day.
When they're looking for a club in Westlands, they're like, oh, there's a club I saw. Yes.
It might be there today, so let's visit.
So what would you say to someone, a young, aspiring DJ, who sees, say, you DJ B, and they're like, he has 120, whatever, 1,000 followers. I could never reach that. Do you know how oversaturated, like how many people are trying to make at the same time? I don't think I'm special. I don't think this and that. What would you say to someone like that that's intimidated now by the internet? It's like too much.
I can just tell somebody or someone who is watching or listening, like, there's nothing that can't be done.
Mm.
Like, when I started my Instagram, it had like 1,000 or 2,000 followers.
Yeah.
But here I am now, I have 100. Actually, I'm the most followed DJ by big celebrities here in East Africa, if I'm not wrong.
Really? Wow.
I normally work with Tanasha. Okay, I work with Wasafi, the whole of Wasafi.
Mm-hmm.
Work with Tanasha. Tanasha is following me. Diamond is following me. Queen Darling, Romy Jones.
As
even some artists from Jamaica, like, because Busy Signal,
yeah.
I used to promote their song, so they're following me. When they have a song or they have a rhythm they want to release, like 2 years ago before Corona, they used to send me links like, you are the one to release this mixtape from your channel.
Wow.
You are the official first DJ to play it. So they send me the full list of the rhythm. Let's say it will be out on Friday. They give him to me on, let's say, Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
I have to make a mixtape. But I put it on private on my channel so that when they release the songs, I release the mixtape.
Because
my mixtape used to have a lot of traffic.
Yeah.
Right.
But they used to pay me.
Oh, that's good.
They used to pay me. Yeah. In fact, the coaches on my house, I bought it with, I don't know, I cannot remember the producer from Jamaica who sent me some dollars. And then, that's how I've been battling life.
And you started out just like any other DJ.
Just like any other DJ.
Yeah.
Because like, when I see your social media, the oldest post that's there right now is like from 2017. Yeah. And you see the progression in what you've done in the sense of like, you are in a, you know, you are starting out and now the growth that you've seen.
Mm-hmm.
And Cammy is an amazing content creator. But Cammy's problem is like, Cammy cares about numbers.
Yeah.
And if you care about numbers, you know, you can't sit there waiting for them to be one view, two view, you'll die.
Yeah, I'll die.
I promise you, depression will hit you so hard. You'll crumble. Yeah. So I really want you to talk to her and my generation.
Talk to me.
And my generation about building something.
Building something.
Because
that's a
loss. You built something.
Yeah.
You're building something.
Mm-hmm.
People are saying, oh, you're promoting these Jamaicans or you're promoting these Tanzanians and they're catching feelings, but that you've used that to a way to where you're appreciating other people and they're appreciating you back and even seeing your skill.
Yeah, sure.
They don't they don't fuck with you, for lack of a better word, because you support them, but because they also see, oh, you're a DJ and you can DJ well. You see, if you're just posting today, and then it's nothing, but you follow it up with your work.
Yeah.
And then you take the, you know, you do it even for different, whether it's time. So that's really smart. But genius, people are not building these days. Yeah.
They just want the
instant. They want KFC. And they can't cook.
Global.
So I want you to talk about that, you know.
So one thing about social and numbers, you have to be very, very keen, let's say, with your content. Like, what are you promoting? Is it comedy? Is it music? Is it something, I cannot call it, is it spiritual?
Mm.
Let's say, when I sat down and I decided I want to work on my Instagram, I had to leave my YouTube alone. Because, you know, you cannot concentrate at the same time.
That's true.
So, when I hit 100,000 on YouTube, I decided it's enough.
Yeah.
I went.
You can now focus.
Yeah. I collected my silver plug button.
We're sorry.
Hey. You know, I'm going to call this homie like, yo, did you remember us? We have a silver plug now.
love
that. Mama made it.
Mama made it.
So, I decided I want to work on my Instagram. So, I sat down and said, what content do I have to push my Instagram? Because at that time I used to be very shy with cameras. I never wanted someone to have a photo of me or maybe record me. I used to be a shy boy for lack of a better word. Mm-hmm. So one thing I used to do, I used to promote Kenyan music, to be honest. But one thing about our Kenyan artists is that they don't appreciate. Like you're gonna DM a big artist in Kenya, or even the upcoming ones, the Gangaton artist,
mm-hmm.
like, hey bro, I need a drop,
yeah,
so that I can be making your mix, your songs in my mixes. You're gonna blue tick you or maybe ignore you,
because our love language is not, we don't know how to be loved.
We don't know how to be loved. We have that problem in Kenya. So
that's amazing.
That's one thing that pushed me to go to Tanzanian, because Tanzanians show a lot of
love. And they're always on social media. They spend a lot of time on social media, especially Instagram.
That's what pushed me to Tanzania. Because I talked to a few artists, I cannot mention them, but right now they can recognize me. But I have, like, let's say my messages of Facebook, 2014, 2015, requesting for a drop, DJ drop, like saying he's DJ, he's somebody and I'm chilling with DJ B. You know, when you make a DJ a drop, that DJ gonna pull up your song in a club, in a mixtape. Yep. Believe you me, just because you have offered him a drop.
Yeah.
So
love equals love. Like, if you love me, I love you. It's equal.
Same thing, like artists underestimate DJs.
Yeah. So they most definitely they do that. That's why you see a lot of DJs in Kenya. Just that I don't know what's happening. They don't play a lot of Kenyan music, because the artists all ignore them a lot. Even for a drop, they request you to pay.
To pay for a drop?
Yeah.
How do you pay for a drop?
Like, is an artist. You are an artist. I want to play your song in a club.
I'm promoting your song.
I'm promoting your content. And then you're requesting for money, for you to voice over a drop for me. So I'll definitely lenga your music.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
You getting
it? It doesn't make sense.
So that's what pushed me to go to the Tanzanians. Mm-hmm. Actually, it never took me 2 months. When I started posting, there was Safi and the other guys. Actually, a guy from Wasafi DM'd me, not me, a person with over 2 million followers, DM'd me and told me, bro, thank you for supporting us. And then he followed me.
Wow.
Yeah, you getting a follow over
ain't
here.
No way.
Actually, I follow you. Ain't I follow no you.
Let's alone someone with 2 million. But someone with 2,000 will be like, I'm not following you back.
So because I used to make
we need to humble ourselves.
We actually do.
Like, we're so prideful. So,
We think we're the shit, but we need to humble ourselves.
That's the secret. So when I noticed that, I went on doing that. If I was doing twice a day, I was doing, let's say, thrice or four times. So I went on, I get to 10,000. So even the teams, you know, Tanzanians have the teams, like Team Flani, Team Wasafi, or Team Kiba.
Yes.
Or Team Harmonize, you
know.
Yeah. So the team, the fans of Diamond, started following me.
Gravitating to you.
Yeah, and telling me, bro, how can we get these mixes?
Mm.
We want to promote you in Tanzania. We want to do. You're getting the love.
So whereas here, you were doing everything.
But
the resistance is.
It's different.
Yeah.
So with that, you can you're loved to Nikafil to, you know, when you're loved
and you go where you're loved.
Yeah, you go where you're loved.
Yeah, that's
so
what
I pushed on. So Diamond followed me when I had 15,000 followers on Instagram.
Diamond mwenyewe.
Yeah, Simba. Actually, I'm the only DJ who's followed by Diamond in Kenya.
As you should, period.
So that went on. So my point was this. When you want to work on your social, I used to spend a lot of time on my Instagram. So by the time I left my boss, I had to set a shop at town.
Your own?
Yeah, my own shop. Mm-hmm. I deal with laptops, repair, mobile phones, internet, selling internet, yeah.
Okay. Can you plug your shop?
Yeah.
Please tell people where the shop is, the name of the shop, everything.
The shop is called Spin Doctor Entertainment.
Okay.
It's at Luthuli Avenue.
What's the building? What's the store?
Okay. I cannot remember the building.
Okay. So, but they can find you on Facebook. On social, how do they find the shop and you and everything?
They can have my number. My number is actually everywhere on my social.
It's give it one more time because this is going to be on YouTube. It's going to be everywhere. Yeah. Guys.
My number is 0710-491-429.
Okay. So they can find you, whether it's for DJing or whether it's for the shop, they can find you.
So after I set up the shop, so I decided to work on my Instagram. I used to spend not less than 15 hours on my Instagram.
Like, so what do you do the other 10 hours?
like posting. Like posting. I used to get like, what's trending, you know? What has Diamond done today?
Yeah. Mm.
So I want to be the first one to post.
Because now the audience you have is looking for Wasafi content. So team. You're in a team now.
So you have to be the first one. If there is the other people from the team, they have to get the content from you.
Yeah.
If Diamond is live on a certain radio, let's say he's going live, you have to screen record so that you can post.
Yes.
Mm. With that, you are getting followers because guys are seeing, this guy is always updated.
Mm. Yeah, he's the first.
Yeah.
He's the first one to post.
He's the source.
He's the source.
So they normally say when you know the source, you are much richer.
That is true.
Mm. And the person who's on this, who knows the store. So someone follows you because he's the first one to see it from you, not from other person. There's no need of
and you keep them person. Updated.
That's
you keep
them updated.
So my 15 hours of Instagram used to be like this. Like I could get a client over maybe he wants a movie or to be connected with internet, but I would tell him I'm busy because I don't want that news to pass me. I want to be the first one to post.
But look how it paid out.
No, honestly.
But you see, people don't want to put in the 15 hours. They want the followers.
All right, I just quit my job.
to do Instagram.
To do Instagram.
You have to spend a lot.
Because someone's like, did he buy followers? I'm like, I don't know how he got followers. But
they're
like,
genuine.
Yeah.
You can go and check. When someone has bought followers, you can tell.
You can tell,
you see
with
a lot of Hindi names on the followers.
Yeah. Mm.
But just check on my followers. They're very genuine. Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Oh, YouTube.
Yeah. So I had to leave my Facebook too with 3,000 followers. Right?
That's pretty
but
good.
But right now I have 12,000 on Facebook. Now I'm working on it. I want to get on 100.
And that means you have to put work into each of these things.
Actually, that's what I'm doing.
Can I ask you my final question for you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you consider your social media platforms as assets? Is this an asset? Because for you to spend a lot of time into this thing, you see the value, you know the value. This is an asset you're building. You're not just building it at you so that you can just say, I have many followers. Followers don't pay bills.
Yeah, true.
You can't eat from followers.
Yeah.
But like, what do you see your social media platforms as? Are they assets? Are they something? What are they to you?
Yeah, my social media platform, I see them as assets because when you have a lot of good numbers on your socials, it's easy for maybe companies or people to offer you some work.
True. Because you would be killer for digital campaigns.
Yeah, not because you know how to do the work well, but because they see when you post for them, you'll have advertised them. Mm-hmm. As someone with 10K followers and someone with 100K followers, and let's say this person with 10K followers knows how to do a certain job, he might miss the job because of followers.
True.
But the other guy gets the job because of a lot of followers that doesn't know how to do.
Mm.
So what normally happens is when you have followers, turn your followers into money. If
currency.
I can say, to currency. To currency, I mean, provide with them with content. Let's say you're telling them I'm doing this. I normally make soaps or I make sugar.
Yeah.
Or I make a certain product. And then you can present to them. Believe you me, they'll buy. Because when you're famous, there is this thing called, when you're famous, you build trust with people. Someone will call and tell you, oh, niaje, umenunua kwa B, wacha niende. Just because it's B.
Yeah. Versus a random person you don't know.
A random person you see, maybe it's a scam or something. So when you have great numbers and you are working on them, they're going to pay you.
It's okay. Like it's legit.
Yeah, and does it hurt when you have to leave one asset? Like when you stop the YouTube, are you like are you still posting a little bit to keep the subscribers interested, or are you focused?
You have to keep your followers or subscribers updated. Like, you need to be active.
Okay.
So you don't need
to. So those breaks, those long breaks, they're not.
They're not good.
Okay.
Because someone will unfollow you.
I love you.
Love you.
Someone will unfollow you because, let's say, you are taking 1 month to post again or 2 months. Someone will unfollow. Like, just 1 week ago, I was hacked on my Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't sleep. I'm telling you, I was hacked on Sunday. Let's say, 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And up to the next week on Friday, I never slept. Because my Instagram, like, you see those followers,
yeah,
I've built them for a long period of time. It's not easy. So I used to do this. I was looking for ways to hack my account back.
Mm.
So the best way you can do that is to do it at night.
Mm-hmm.
So during the day, I'm normally at work.
Okay.
So I used to spend more hours working on my Instagram at night. I would sleep at 5 a.m. and then wake up at 8 a.m. Mm-hmm. So I managed to get my Instagram back, actually. That's why there are no posts on my Instagram. I had 4,000.
Yeah.
So the hacker managed to delete all my posts, but...
Wait, how did you get it back?
I read tutorials on YouTube.
Mm.
So Wednesday, he hacked me on Sunday. On Wednesday, I got my Instagram back.
Mm-hmm.
On Thursday, I got it back again. On Friday, I got it back.
So you're just hacking each other?
Yeah, on Saturday, he took it back again.
Oh, my God.
I don't have time for this.
I don't have time.
I want to sleep. I like my sleep.
Yeah.
You know, I used to get at work and then I held her for lunch and I didn't eat.
I can't. Oh, yeah.
I because I used imagine. To see like, damn, I mean, follow back na poteza account.
I get you. I have pressure from all of these celebrities. Like,
and you know, when someone follows you, someone like that, you cannot go again to the DM and tell him,
no,
follow me, because I never told him
that's
to follow
so cringe,
me.
Yeah.
Can you please follow me again, Drake?
Hey, Drake.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because he followed me out of his own.
You didn't wait, force him? Yeah, you didn't pay him? Yeah.
I didn't pay him. Yeah. In fact, when he followed me, someone called me and he was like, hey,
Mbona
Simba make follow? Mm. And I was like, Miss Jaona. Because I used to have a lot of notification on my
You didn't even notice it.
School notice. Okay. Someone just called me. So juzi ndo sasa when I was hurt, actually we spend a lot of time kwa your Instagram. Nachukua saa 10 asubuhi na yeye jamaa saa 2 asubuhi akiamka anachukua.
Anachukua.
So on Saturday I called one of my friends, he's an IT expert.
Mm-hmm.
Mwambia, "Hey bro, I'm trying to do this and the person mwenye amenihack, nikimhack, okay, when I get it back, it's not hacking."
Yeah, cause it's
because
it's yours.
Instagram has my record.
Yeah.
When I get it back, anakuja anachukua tena. Where am I going wrong? Akaniambia, kuna a certain step enye labda ufanyi.
Mm.
So on Saturday, nikamwambia, actually he's a Tanzanian.
Mm. Nikamwambia, you don't know him, you just know him because of this team.
The fan base.
The team. Team Wasafi.
Nikamwambia niaje, bro, on Sato, nitaka credit ya thao.
Mm.
I'll call you normal call.
Mm.
Kwa sababu hata kwa WhatsApp na unatrachelewa kwa sababu it needs a change of, let's say, 1 minute.
It's quick.
Quick.
Yeah.
I change here and then he's done. He's logged out.
Okay.
So I had to call him. Nikamambia usiku saa 9, mimi nakupigia normal. Nitachukua account, uniambie ni wapi nakosea. So that's what actually I did. Nikachukua my account and then the guy, unajua so you can, these smartphones, you can multitask with them. Unamcall direct na bado na you are on Instagram. So kanambia, enda mali flani. So the guy had linked his page.
Like in Tanzanians are interesting. Account in Auzwa.
So that's what they normally do.
Yeah.
Actually, my account was on that business.
Yeah.
Anakuzia.
Yeah.
Then anakuja hapo nyuma anachukua tena.
Yes.
Because he know the trick.
Right.
Account in Auzwa.
So on Friday, aliuzia dem flani. They changed my name. Sasa hapo ndo nilianza kuwa roho inasumbua kwa sababu after he hacked me, it took 4 days to change the name. He changed the name on Friday.
Mm.
That was when he sold it to a girl, to a lady. So after I saw the dem, akaenda nyuma akachukua tena ile account. Baka kuna ma text on my DM like, how much for this account? 100,000 shillings, Kenya shillings.
Oh,
another account yangu 100,000. 200,000. Na namwambia, mimi nipe login. Nikilogin hivi, pesa inaita kwako. So on Saturday, this is what happened. Aliuzia chali flani, according to my knowledge.
Mm.
So the chali akabadilisha the name from your dem to the chali. So the hacker akashindwa kuchukua again the account from the chali.
Okay.
So the hacker had to call me, actually.
That's how do you get your number?
Obviously, Iko.
Oh, okay.
You can't have somebody know your number. Okay. So what? He called me, Najusi, your number, okay? Ni random number. Nikachukua tu, hello, nani? And it was like, I can help you get your back account. Kamza nani. Mi ndo niliku hack. That's the actual word he used. And then he was like, mwenye alikuwa amenituma hiyo account yako, hatujaelewana. So, nimempea account yako, aka login, aka, he didn't send me money, na ameni block.
Mm.
So let me help you get back your account.
Yeah.
Then I said like 5 minutes nikafikiria, he might be helping me, but it's not
genuine.
It's not genuine because someone cannot be your enemy and still be your friend.
Mm.
This guy hacked me, so he's my enemy. Mm. So my a thought came in the name of the thought was this: he wants me to take the account from the guy because Instagram knows my gadget, like my, you know, Instagram knows the guy that is logged in for a long time.
Yes.
So he wants me to get it from the guy, so that he can get it back from me. So
because he knows how to get it from you already. Yeah. Okay. He knows how to get it from you. Okay. But he doesn't know how to get the guy.
Sure. The guy, you know,
hey, can I
kila mjanja, akona mjanja wake.
True.
So the guy, misi mjanja kwa the hacker.
But the guy who amemchukulia, yes, yes.
Nugget. So he wants me to get it from the
source.
From the source. Then because me sijui, donamia ni hack sasa chukue tena. So I had to share the idea with their friend. Akanambia, that's definitely the truth. This guy cannot be your friend.
No, it can't be.
Okay. He only came to you because he lost.
He lost. Coming with his tail between his legs.
So he had to send me some audios on WhatsApp.
Come to you as a woman.
Yeah.
He was coming to you.
I'm sleeping with your man. Yeah. How are you, my friend?
And no, you're not.
So I can tell you my steps on WhatsApp on how to get it. By the time I was sending that was Saturday mchana around 5.
Mm.
Ili kuonesha pata knowledge on how to get their Instagram back. So actually, I never used his plan to get my Instagram back. Junilikuwa nisha jipanga.
Okay.
Even if he could not give me the plan to get it back, I would have still got it.
Yeah.
Nilikuwa nimejipanga hiyo siku because I knew where I was going wrong.
Okay. So this is a crazy story and it's insane. But I appreciate you sharing with us because I mean, considering the amount of time you put into your Instagram, I don't blame you.
No, I don't blame you one bit. Yeah. I would do that now.
Cammy, the time is gone.
No, it's actually 20 past 10. Yeah.
So I want you to ask a couple of final questions then we finish off with a dope set. So it's
you took my go-to question.
Why didn't take anything it? From
no,
you?
No, you did it. I'll go to my other go-to question. I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, can I guess? What's your favorite genre of music to play in the club is?
In the club?
Yeah.
You want to guess?
Is it
are we asking?
No, I'm going to guess and then you'll tell me if I'm right or wrong.
Let's go.
Is it bongo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
We should get sound effects. yay! Thank you. Yeah, that's it.
That's
Thank
it?
You for coming.
Okay.
The way my energy is depleted.
Look at you. But DJB, I love that your story. I know there's so much more we could talk about.
Sure.
But these guys have to go home.
Yeah.
We can't party here all night.
But I wish we could.
We should. But we know better.
Now we know better.
And you've taught us a lot.
You have.
I appreciate you giving us your time.
Thank you.
I'd love for us to close out with a set so the world can know what an amazing DJ you are. Because besides the story, you're very talented. And I want to thank you for coming through.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Let's get it. DJ B's in the building. This is going up on a Tuesday exclusively on Radio 2. And it's been an amazing show. We don't go overtime ever. Like, ever. But we did. And it's been super dope. DJ B was with us. And he's about to go live upon the deck. So stay tuned. And you want to catch a set, we're going to upload this set on YouTube after. But yeah, thank you guys for listening. This is the end of the show. We're going to end you guys with a set by DJ B.
kune bona kipimo usinipimie mama wakati jasho bado sijamwaga sijachoka ndio naanza sasa utamwa mahaba ndo naleta mama
ina swali vile vile tenda wili unaweza kunipenda tu wawili ama nikesi toka nandi naye ali basi tufanye vurugu baby
usiwe na shaka kama ngata tangata utosheke I wanna do you only you you hakuna mwingine atakwa majuju
pepeta 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 nga pepeta pepeta sakata nadia
pepeta 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 nga pepeta 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 wili
nikune 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 oh nikune 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 oh nikune 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 kune 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 ma nikune kune 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 nikune kune 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 ma nikune kune 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 kuza sexy paki baby hizi kitamina nane home quarantine tupige kambina ndo kabati fili yo stamina stamina
waze
acha ni ngate utamu kizidi ni pesi gino nizidi shama uno ni ikate mpaka kisi gino ni ungeze na mikono onja na dhea kibara kuku kenye jimtapenda bara tunajimwaya
oh yeah.
Huyu mwenza mutapenda
bara mileti lakini pole pole nsijakileti tabia ya kwangu subti mama kisu bageti
pepeta 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 nga pepeta pepeta sakata nadia
pepeta 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 nga pepeta 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 wili
nikune nikune nikune
oh.
Nikune nikune nikune
oh.
Nikune 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 kune 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 ma nikune kune 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 nikune kune 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 ma nikune kune kune kune
meza matopa bili kupangu leo minde nalipa atitupa kutupa juya meza matopa bili kupangu leo minde nalipa behind the scenes napenda kusay low I'm into you na wewe say day low kupigana wezi fanya do blow kaa ukujua niko sure now you know kungu kangomo napenda vitendo mini mkali kwa kila kitengo wale kubali nilu kilise ghetto kangoma kasiki kirunda hadi ghetto ni liriko atitupa kutupa juya meza matopa bili kupangu leo minde nalipa atitupa kutupa juya meza matopa bili kupangu leo atitupa kutupa juya meza matopa bili kupangu leo minde nalipa atitupa kutupa juya meza matopa bili kupangu leo minde nalipa round 20 kisa 20 round 2
na
kuna day mana daisy come to pitisha your glass when they come through iPhone tu kupanga ilikuwa impromptu sitoti na ngoma ni noma utaanguka wata kunisoma nitazilipa mbona unagoma before any hoes lazima kabroma atitupa kutupa juya meza matopa bili kupangu leo minde nalipa atitupa kutupa juya meza matopa bili kupangu leo
atitupa kutupa juya meza matopa bili kupangu leo minde nalipa atitupa kutupa juya meza matopa bili kupangu leo minde nalipa
mkizishika ndoyo mimi nazitupa same date nilizaliwa na tupa na kula nyama king'ang'ania mifupa compost kama roro na futwa usipokuza moro utafutwa leo si wazi koro kesho kutwa hauna nguvu unapigwa dina butwa kangomi mekubamba hizo matupa unatupa atitupa kutupa juya meza matupa bili kupangu leo minde nalipa atitupa kutupa juya meza matupa bili kupangu leo minde nalipa atitupa kutupa juya meza matupa bili kupangu leo minde nalipa atitupa kutupa juya meza matupa bili kupangu leo minde nalipa Matupa bili kupangu leo minde nalipa atitupa kutupa
juu ya meza matupa. Bili kupangu leo minde nalipa. Behind the scenes napenda kustay low. I'm into you na wewe si day low. Kupigana wezi fanya dublo. Kaa ukujua niko juwa na you know. Kungu zangomo napenda vitendo. Mini mkali kwa kila kitengo. Wali kubali nukilisha geto. Kango makasi kikirunda hadi geto ni liriko. Atitupa kutupa juu ya meza matupa. Bili kupangu leo minde nalipa. Atitupa kutupa juu ya meza matupa. Bili kupangu leo minde nalipa. Round one, the kiss out, round two. Nakuna day, mana daisy come to. Pitisha your glass, watch it come through. I form to kupanga ili kwa impromptu. Sitochi na ngoma ni noma. Utaanguka wacha kunisoma. Itazilipa mbona unagoma. Before any hoes lazima kabroma. Ajitupa kutupa juu ya meza matupa. Bili kupangu leo minde nalipa. Ajitupa kutupa juu ya meza matupa. Bili kupangu leo. Ajitupa kutupa juu ya meza matupa. Bili kupangu leo minde nalipa. Ajitupa kutupa juu ya meza matupa.
Bucket full
kokot naota kokot so I swear my darling nimeze nipote so najua na kujali nipate nikos
the spin doctor
enzimajani naota kokot naota kokot so I swear my darling nimeze nipote. Unajua na kujali, nipate nikos. Nisipokona silali, mpaka nilewe nizime.
yenye ladha yake ni kukose ni lalenja daktari mwenye tiba zake usiniache na majera marashi yenye harufu yake ni kukose ni pati uhundo ndege mwenye rangi yake upote kosera mtamu kama chokoleti laini sema supageti upendi uchokozi eti toto mwenye mwanya kama lesi mtamu kama chokoleti laini sema supageti upendi uchokozi eti toto mwenye mwanya kama lesi bingo bango bingo bango katoto mtambo toto mango lingo 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 kukuwa chando siwezi bingo bango bingo bango katoto mtambo toto mango lingo 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 mama kukuwa chando siwezi Tuseme vibaya, minawe atuachani Kipenzi changu sione haya, ini true love wala siutani Kwako ndo makazi yangu, kipenda choroni shakula nyama mbichi Kwako ndo makazi yangu, tausi njo chumani kwichi kwichi Hata wanifunge minyororo, wako bado nitasema yes I do Hata wakutukane kiporo, ladha yako bado naipenda tu Mtamu kama chokoleti Laini sema supageti Upendi uchokozi eti Toto mwenye mwanya kama lesi Mtamu kama chokoleti Laini sema supageti Upendi uchokozi eti Toto mwenye mwanya kama lesi Bingo bango, bingo bango
Hey, ati napenda koni Kikupa mpaka moni Nikipekenya pekenya Nisiwai nichelewe Kikuchumu mdomoni Tachi tachi kiononi Nuna tekenya tekenya Na kufanya ulewe
Ooh, you must see chocolate monster Sorry, my contemplate on that And baby better write for me And show me that you're mine oh, oh. I'ma go downtown for ya For your king put the crown on ya And baby take your time with me Let's flow like river now
Show me le kitu amekupa mama Embu chutama kama inazama Nipupike chenga kwa dana dana Tuwafunge kelele
Yoni usiku mchana Jua kizama tuanze kandana Konyeshe kila menipa mama Tuwafunge kelele Wana wanao Disappoint me with this basic hold You make my mind go loco loco Utawapa misemo anoko loco And you better tell them that you're mine Better be my ride or die Kabla ya kuhika jogo Asubuhi ni amshe na kimoko
Mama kasema mwali mwana Mepata ntuhie simba Oh ntuhie simba Oh ntuhie simba Zile chenga vidanga dana Vicheche nchuni simba Asa baby embu show me le kitu amekupa mama Embu chutama kama inazama Nikupige chinga kwa dana dana Tuwafunge kelele
Yoni usiku mchana Jua kizama tuanze kandana Konyeshe kila menipa mama Tuwafunge kelele Mana wanao
Nisiwai nichelewe Kikuchumu mdomoni
chitachi kiononi Nuna tekenya na kufanya ulewe
Oh, you must see chakale ponza So rima contemplate on that And baby better write for me And show me that you're mine oh, oh. I'ma go downtown for ya Call your king put the crown on ya And baby take your time with me Let's flow like river now
Show me kitu amekupa mama Hebu chutama kama inazama Nikupike chenga kwa dana dana Tuwafunge kelele
Yoni usiku mchana Jua kizama tuanze kandana Konyeshe kila menipa mama Tuwafunge kelele Ana wanao
Touch your soul, take you to a place you never been yeah. before.
Africa tunaika mia tu most most bana. I'm Kenyan, so you know I'm a marathon runner. Huh? Unaishiaje vi basic, nika kesho iko promise. Nakuna era si tesi, napenda album ya Chronix. Nyuma yangu na jeshi, nomba niende mbali. Wanakungoje udedi, waende wagawe mali. I'm currently not in a position to kill poverty. Sina kitu kwa mpesa usini hale please. Natafuta kitu in many different currencies. Blackjack disease. Wife akidai shopping twende overseas. Mekam na gari kubwa let me show my keys. Lazia kaju ya meza wone emblem daddy. Nyashinski ndio stima wacha kenje nani.
Keep talking.
Kama shule na jua hapo likosha hapa tu ni fry kabla ukule Kila dogi iko na siku yake Napaka maisha tisa ni unfair Kila siku kiamka amka na asante Fry yele uko nayo acha kujikompea Ule na mingi ndo anaongezewa juu yake Iko mtu alisemanga eti mimi ni don't care
Somebody to love. Got my energy, and for you I will sing this melody.